Welcome, everyone. I'm super psyched because we are furthering the unfolding of a revolution that makes the sexual revolution look like nothing ever happened. This is above and beyond pickup and seduction. We are tapping so high and deep in every possible way for all matters of life with the real kings of pickup. I am Vince Hollywood Kelvin, also known as the Aphrodite's Prince, and I'm here with a man whose impact on our thinking will be remembered way, way, way in the future, and yet you get to enjoy it today, so open your ears and your minds, my spiritual brother, Arash Zipar, motherfucking the Bazaar. So how are you, my brother?
Well, brother, you know, 2 days ago, I realized that I may be off slightly in the way that I'm interacting with the female energy. And so I set out to test my theory, and I realized that I was off. Now, if you guys are off only, let's say, 2 degrees from your starting point, right, and you take two steps, you look to your right, 2 degrees off is not that much. But if you took 1 million steps and you look to your right, 2 degrees would have ended up being a totally different destination. So even though I found something that seemed so little, so subtle, so fucking common goddamn fucking sense that I cannot believe I would have missed it, the first thing I did is what I always do, is I plug it into my own relationship. I have 4 girlfriends right now, and I immediately plugged into my relationship. And the first thing that happened is it blew them up. I was about to lose 2 girlfriends right away. But what I did is I continued to apply this principle. Why I do that, I don't know, but that's one of the things I should be given credit for that I will never be given credit for, because it's impossible to measure that. But I kept doing it. 2 breakups became only 1 breakup. Then it became what looks like 0 breakups as I continued to apply this. Then I began to apply it to my environment. Now, it's only been 2 days ago, so about 1.5 days. And I started to see my environment change rapidly, which said I had my hands on something very important, as I thought I did. Now, here's what's interesting, everybody. Listen carefully. If you had done everything I had said up until 2 days ago, you would have been able to get, I mean, just miraculous results in seduction, because no one can do what I did. But check this out. I actually, and this is a trip, Vince, but I'm never this happy normally, and so this is one of my happiest moments in my life. I have to go back, and I have to restructure the whole fucking thing again. I missed something crucial. I missed an ingredient that, if taken out, I saw what happened. You see, you can get the women I got and get them committed, all that, but you know, something was wrong, and I could feel something was wrong, and it resulted in what you don't want. You don't want that, trust me. So I finally resolved what the issue was. I plugged in this idea. It's like a video game. Next thing you know, the whole world changed around me. The fucking graphics changed. It's like a virtual reality simulation, right? I plug in a new, let's say, upgrade to my system, and suddenly my whole world changes. And so I'm very excited to sit here or stand here and tell you guys, one, I'm back in research mode like never before. And what you're about to observe are videos coming out and things of a very incredible nature. I mean, you won't believe what I'm about to teach you guys, because you don't know this energy. You just don't know this energy, everybody. But secondly, I'm here to tell you that I've discovered another basic truth that is so vital that once I have something to show more than me telling you it's been 2 days, then I'll tell you guys, look, you see what just happened? This is what I was talking about. So I'm very excited. Tonight will be spent in research, as last night was, as tomorrow will be. I'm still working on one of my relationships. I don't know. I mean, I think we're still together. I have no problem reporting live to the world. Hey, everybody. Planet Earth of our Steve Azar. This is your fucking reality show star. And one of my relationships is on the rocks, and I don't know if I'll be with her because I plugged this data in. Stay tuned, because I was supposed to go talk to her, and I wasn't able to talk to her. So now I got to prolong this fucking hell. What's going on with you, brother? That's what's going on with me.
Oh, I am thrilled, brother, first to hear all of that from you. And there was also a gentleman that was just on the line, and he's muted right now, if you want to later on say hello again, who was a frequent visitor of the podcast 6 years ago. Back then, that was Project Hollywood. So, yeah, the podcast has been going on since 2004. That's 14 years plus right now. So somehow this gentleman came across my stuff again, and it was great to hear his voice. He also mentioned that he just received a couple of the free live streams, and he genuinely said, and I hope it's okay to quote it, that he thought there was more value in the free live stream than what other gurus would be selling. So it's very exciting, you know. And again, I'm glad that you are back, my friend. He mentioned it's time to come back to it. Well, think forward. Forward. Forward is the only way. I wrapped up a private session, and something of such great value came out, which I personally love. It's a little game bit, you guys. I'm going to share it with you because oftentimes, you know, there's so much going on in my mind that I don't always recall to give you those pieces that are mind-blowing and can totally change, like, your interaction. So I'll make sure to do that very fast in my introduction. And also, I just spent the past, 14, 15 hours in a bit of a meditation to really align with forces of energy above and beyond. You're familiar with all of that, my brother. So I'm thrilled. We're about ready to take questions. Here's the gold nugget. Okay, I give you a basic, and then I turn it into something super potent. When asking a question, I like to personally sometimes use the reverse. So one client was asking me, he had the great idea, you know, to raise the bar fast and go like, oh, wow, looking like you do, you probably have a boyfriend, to open with that. And I personally like to flip it around. You could use it also with simple things like, you notice she stands like a dancer. Or you notice that, whatever. Let me give you the example of, or you notice an accent and you're not 100% certain. Okay. So with that one, I personally would say, well, I'm looking at you. I'm thinking if she doesn't have a boyfriend, there's something wrong there. Here's an ex of mine that keeps on calling me. That's kind of annoying. And she lived with me for 2 years, knowing that every Monday at this time I have this phone call. Sending her to voicemail. Sorry, gentlemen. So if you're not with someone or if you don't have a boyfriend, then something is wrong. If you're not a dancer, you have missed your vocation. If you're not from Russia, you should be. And then, well, sometimes they go, yes, I am. So you're still right on. And after that, I like to play right away and go, so what's wrong? How come you don't have a boyfriend? Here, we need to find you one and escalate right away. Grab the hand at that time. And because I'm moving in the opposite direction verbally, then holding the hand goes in like a penis in a well-lubricated vagina. So we are ready for your questions. It's going to be brief. We're going until about 7:35. We're on every Monday. If you're new or if you are hearing me talking about some free live stream we're sending, simple, send me an email, vince@seductioncoaching.com. vince@seductioncoaching.com, and we'll forward you some recordings. Okay? In the meantime, what question do we begin with tonight?
Hey, Vince.
Yes.
Hello. Hey. Yeah, I have a question for you.
Good. I hear a couple of you guys talking at the same time. So, like in social arts, never speak up. Go for it.
I have a question, Ben.
We get that. So, what is your question?
My question is about intent when you're talking to a woman. How you channel intent, your intent, non-verbally. Because if you open her just with a direct opener, telling her, like, I like this about you, and you point what you like, and it's non-generic, it's specific to her, and it shows that you observed her and you're aware. How you can channel your intent, your sexual intent, to her non-verbally?
It's a very interesting question. I will let... We take the order. I always let Arash answer first, so I pass it to Arash.
Well, here's the thing. When you say intent, you're speaking about something that happened prior to saying anything to her. So watch carefully. Your question says, how do I express my intent non-verbally, is what I heard. Yet your intent is always first non-verbal. Verbal comes after the intent. So watch this. Your intention is very clear most of the time. It's just that you have to become honest with your intention. So you may intend to co-compliment her and get her to like you, but the real and so when she picks up your intention that your compliment, watch this, was actually intended to fuck her, you will get the negative reaction you most likely get over 90% of the time when you approach women directly and say something like that to them. It's a very easy rule. If you guys study Machiavelli, everybody's heard of Machiavelli the Prince, right? I don't know how many of you know anything about it, but since I'm teaching you now from a different perspective, of course you've never heard me even one time mention Machiavelli in the last 10 years I've been teaching. Well, the reason why this is such an important time is I've had to go back to the moment prior to me making my first video blog. You guys don't understand. See, prior to me getting on camera and telling the world what I knew 10 years ago or so, something inspired me, remember, for me to do that. It had to do with my teacher and something else. I realized the part of seduction that was missing had to do with that, what I knew then. So I've gone way back. Now, let me explain something to you because what I said about Machiavelli is important in this case. One of the things that Machiavelli said, which you should take to heart now if you want to know seduction at this level, is never use force when deception is available. Let's start again. Never use force, or paraphrase, I don't know the exact quote. Never use force when deception is available. Now, I tell you guys right now, never state your intent when you can do it in another way. That's the game of seduction. The only time you intend, you tell her, is when you can finish her. It's the same thing in war. The only time you use force is to finish the guy. Never, if you're ever going to defend yourself, you know, I've done martial arts for 30 years now. If you're ever going to defend yourself, never push your chest forward, hands up, like, what's up? Don't do that. Don't do that. That's a display of force. Okay? If you want to get the job done, you don't do that. You do the opposite. And when the person is not paying attention, you finish them. The surest sign of somebody not believing what they say is when they try to say it so loud. The one who gets the job done gets the job done. So my answer for you goes like this. Your intention is already felt by her, and I know this. So make sure that you know that your intention is already communicated before you open your mouth. What you want to do is either make the intention where it aligns with her intention, which is what you need to do, or secondly, don't at all, in any way, shape, or form, have any apology about your intention, but recognize that communication is the way that you're going to make your intention acceptable. So you and I have the same intention. We're going to fuck that woman. You approach her, you talk. I approach her, I talk. She can't see us. Let's black out our bodies and faces, and she strictly is going to go off a conversation. I would bet my life that I would get her before you. And how would I know that? Because I'm a better conversationist than you. Because I understand the rules of communication better than you. That's the only thing you're missing. Our intention could be the same. We're both going to fuck her. So the question is, the proper question is, how do I get my intention accepted by a woman? That's the question I would answer later.
Beautiful. I think that there's something that, brother, you stated last year, which has stayed with me, and I often share it, you know, and I always quote you. Arash said that the real intention is the art, okay? So to focus primarily on progress and growth, it's not an either-or. but that will kind of, you know, not make your sexual intention too intense, or it makes it a little easier for her to process, because the part of a sexual intention that's unpleasant to a woman is where it comes from. And if it comes from a place of desperation or just a desire for relief or a place of lack of maturity, because the maturity that you want is to know that there's plenty beautiful women out there. Yes, you do love sex, and it's normal because you're a man. You don't apologize for it. At the same time, you also are plenty busy with other matters, and you are to yet find out who is she as a person, because you're aware that there is plenty for you, or at least more than most will think. So you are focused on enriching yourself, whether or not she'll be the candidate. From that place, it becomes easier to communicate it. So personally, I think that you should set your intention at three levels. You should have the big picture intention that no matter where it goes, you can come back to, and it provides you with a sense of growing and winning. If your intention is too dependent on another human being that you don't yet know, and even if you know it, if you really want to influence, seduce, persuade others, the place to start from is within, by being committed to make it happen, but not dependent on it to happen, because whomever taps into more power at that level. See, if the girl doesn't know you, she's not dependent until she chooses so. But at first, she doesn't know you. She has very little dependence towards you. So if you're too attached to it happening with someone you don't know yet, then she has more power than you do. Okay? Another thing I heard you, a rash quote, and I think you had gotten it from someone you had just had a great conversation with, is to not depend on someone, to be willing to walk away. So have that greater outcome, so to speak, intention, so you're more free and fluid in your interactions. Then have an intention at the time that is not necessarily related to her, more a little something you're going to practice, experiment with, and it's independent from the result. With her, notice what she triggers within you, and to voice it, unless you're at a level where who you are speaks for itself, then you may not have to say much, okay? Or you may already trigger so much attraction, or beyond attraction, a sense of fascination towards you, that it doesn't matter so much what you're going to say next. But unless it's that, the better way is if you keep on pretending you don't have that intention, she will feel it. And then when you bring it up, it comes as a shock. Or if you overly state it, it's also a red flag for her, because it's kind of spelling desperation, or I say that to everybody. That's where I came up with the idea of dual direction. You stretch in both directions. Okay? For example, you go, wow, something grabbed my attention. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I don't know you. And at the same time, I feel like I want to know you. Why do you think that is? And you pass it back to her after that. That's the mild version. Stronger version could be, oh, wow, your sex appeal is really distracting me. I mean, I'm a guy. And, you know, remember to also voice that, I'm a guy, because it shows you the guy who's aware that you are a guy. You don't apologize for it, and you're also well aware of it. I'm a guy, I mean, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. So it helps also to state that intention, okay, to wrap around it some common sense. I mean, I don't know you. then again, I'll have to get to know you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. Also, you know, if whatever your intention is, don't acknowledge all aspects of it. Say you go, yeah, I tend to be super fast. I remember, guys, one last golden nugget. One of the first openers that I used that really started to help me go, like, for the women I really wanted, wherever I would be, I would say, I'm so sorry, a girl is texting me. Wherever I would be, I would say, notice the most beautiful girl, go to her and say, I know it's uncommon, but I'm the type that when I want something, first I want what I think is the best. You stand out in this crowd, and then I don't beat around the bush. Now, while you process that, let us get acquainted in a more proper manner. I mean, seriously, I don't know you, but something strong within me is telling me, And if I was to be able to speak completely freely, I would say, I do feel some attraction towards you. Now, nothing too crazy. And then what I would do after that is go on the topic of to kind of remove anything that she could be thinking of guys. But I mean, you know, like some guys, they weigh too much like this. And guys, women, relationship kind of dismiss, I mean, not in a desperate way. And I would explain that and then bring it back to stronger. That was a long answer. We are ready for the next question, gentlemen.
Hello. Hey, this is Kyle Michael.
And, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? My question is, I'm not currently at the point where I have multiple girls I'll live with, but I know I will get there. And I really have no clue how that would actually work, and there's a lot of questions I have about that process. And then even talking about it, I'm like, you know, like, how would I do that? And so, like, certain things that go through my mind are, like, when you finally do get to the point where you have multiple women that you're in a relationship with and that you're living with, do you, like, pick one night where you sleep with one? Do you, like, do you only sleep with the one you've been with the longest? Like, just if you can kind of go into the process where it could possibly work out as healthy as it could work out.
Vince, would you like to answer that? And he's not there. Vince.
Forgive me, I was running to the bathroom. I could hear you. Did you hear the question, brother?
Yes, would you like to answer it?
May I let you start with it?
Start.
Because it's your masterpiece.
No, because
or do you need
the reason why I don't want to answer the question.
There's a reason why you don't want it.
Yes. This is one of those questions that I'm not going to answer. I'll tell you guys why. The answer won't have value yet. Okay? You won't have value. I promise you, you'll get it, but you won't get it. Okay? So here's how the answer is done. Here's how this answer. Because here's why. I'm doing it, and I've been doing it for, I've been with Lecture for 12 years, 11 years into 11 and a half. So about to definitely 10 years. I've been living with multiple women now. That's a long time. They've come and gone. I've had as many as five in my same house, and myself. 61 in the same house before. And unless you know somebody, okay, if you do know one outside of me, go ask them and see if they're willing to tell you. But since I'm the one that you know, and I don't know anybody else, here's my answer. That question requires the right amount of exchange for the answer. Now, that in this case is either money or figure it out. Put me in front of the right person. Give me a meeting with the president. Let me do my part, right? So because of that, I won't answer it because it's not right to answer that question, okay? And people want to know how I do it. That's going to remain a mystery until someone can come up to level to earn that answer from me. That's my answer.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. And there might be also people who are new or women listening who would lack the foundational understanding to be able to not only fully appreciate the answer with the proper amount of compensation, also to be able to put it into practice or to understand the mindset behind it. What I'll do, gentlemen, on my side, is so it's of service to everyone, no matter what your question might be, or your reason for calling tonight, I'm going to help you with the seed that can make such lifestyle possible. And by lifestyle possible, yes, the option of a man lives with several women. Any arrangement that's above and beyond what the norm experiences, okay? Because that's what you guys are after. So the first thing is first things first. There are certain disciplines in life that you will be better off if you first have all the pieces into place before you take action. You can always violate that. Okay? You have to know it that I became a tattoo artist myself with no prior experience in tattooing. I just gave it a fucking shot. And it worked. It had like a few consequences initially, but that's how I became a tattoo artist at the time. Okay? Now, beyond that, pick up seduction, being more social, it's more of what I call the sketching model, meaning you'll figure it out as you take the steps. Because if you're a guy, whatever level you're at, the next level is not within reach, and those like, okay, oh, how do I finalize all of that, until you make some headway. So if you're brand new, or if you're on the verge of manifesting and living with a few women and that's your goal, keep in mind, it's a discipline that requires a formula that's not get all the pieces together and then act on it. It's more start to act and the pieces will come together. Okay? The other thing, and that was kind of the premise, if you don't have that resources, that resource and you're interested in that, at least begin your investment in that direction by getting the managing multiple mates. One thing that was stated on my part there is you don't focus so much on making that happen at that level. You focus more on creating for yourself a way to exist that would have several women participating in it be absolutely fine with it because it's so superior. See, if a guy is working like regular job and he doesn't have much happening and you ask him how you doing and he goes, oh, I'm not bad. Let alone what woman put up with that, but imagine more women, okay? So make sure that you understand this model, which will take you further than any actual specific answer. We're ready for the next question. If you are muted and need to unmute, you press star 6. You may have to do it twice, I believe. Or once.
Hi, Vince. Hey, guys. I have a question.
Go for it.
This is David Gonzalez, and, you know, I picked up a lot of one-liners and sayings and philosophies and ways of thinking throughout the years. Just with your free CD that you used to give, I play that in my car. My OCQT statements has helped me any opener, any time. But there's different values that I haven't learned them all. I've just new to your stuff still, even though it's been 6 years. I lost computer. I got injured. I didn't have the income. I'm trying to come up now better. And I love how you pronounce all of your syllables. But one psychology technique and one-liner that you taught me has helped me so much in life. And it stems from some scientific tests that say if you ask people, can I get in front of the line, can I get in front of the line, and give them different reasons, they may or may not. But if you use the word because I'm running real late and I got to pick up my daughter, like 90% will let you pass. But yours is very similar, and it is the two words in conjunction, and you always use it in your speech and in your language, and it brings somebody to a higher level, and I try and use it at least 10 times a day. Those two words, at least. And I want to know where you got that from, if that was from psychology, because that just blew my mind. And thank you very much. I'm getting your programs tonight, the $5 for $57. And I'll hang up and listen. We'll be in touch.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Brother, this is a gentleman. This is a gentleman I mentioned that was listening to the podcast in the days of Project Hollywood. And you brought me back some time, because it's true, we had the OCQT back then, all those different systems. So, you know, as with everything, technology, everything around us, the evolution, the quickening has been phenomenal. I'm assuming you are new to the teaching of my brother, Raj Sepharma, the fucking Divazar. So there, I urge you, start with all the YouTube stuff and invest there as well. Because that propelled me light years ahead. You know, today Arash talked about some missing pieces, and when you add one, changes everything. For me, I always felt like I was this guy hustling on my own out there in the pickup community, you know, making some headways. Most of what I would state and say, people would say, oh, I don't know, and so on. As a teacher, it felt very lonely in terms of, okay, we're on the same page, until I met Arash, and then his philosophy and his achievements are so far ahead and beyond that it really propelled me. So I urge anyone who's ever on this podcast, because you're familiar with my work, to as rapidly as you can familiarize yourself with all of Arash's gifts and so on. You were talking about the word at least. The word because, put it in context also, okay? Yeah, a lot of what you guys already do, if you do opinion openers or whatever the fuck you use, okay? Not a long explanation, because you don't owe any explanation, but just a touch of clarification. For example, many guys, it takes them forever to understand that, yes, you could start a conversation with a girl by saying, hey, I like your shirt, but you can do so much more and so much better. Okay. Yet, let's say the guy is so new that he doesn't yet understand that for me, I don't do compliments. I make comments that are a little bit above and beyond to intrigue, because it's a different angle. It's kind of a bridge, and it shows that I'm not like other guys. But even if you did, like, hey, wow, I like your shirt, and you follow that up by saying, yeah, I'm saying that because, you know, I pay attention to fashion. Yeah, and the design grabbed my mind. And notice, those are not lines. This is just a little because. And right after, not making up stuff, not searching so too far, just explain why you're talking to her. Yeah, you grabbed my attention. Another one is, yeah, I wanted to say hello because I'm pretty social, and I'm thinking, you know, it's 2018. If we're not social now, when are we going to be? I mean, we're like killing it with social media, but in person. So little explanations following because. The at least, I got that from businessmen. It wasn't explained in details, but I noticed, I remember some guy wanted me to sign a contract, and then he turned and he said, why don't you at least look at the documents? And I had heard it also like from those sales teacher, Brian Tracy, and so on. So that's when I got the idea of at least.
And it works for everything, including escalating, Vince. Escalating, if we at least have a little hug because you matched your earrings to your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God, it must be summer. I'm in New Mexico, and the line I use here that you gave me, it must be summer in the winter, because half of your body is still in the winter, only in New Mexico. Well, at least we should
get
a hug. And the Kino for maturists, they like fall in love with you. I don't know what the problem. That's just brilliant. Or can I at least check to see if my mom's here? And then next thing you're in the venue, and they don't even check, and you're in the venue. That's what matters, right?
That's beautiful. And I think, honestly, what I'm picking up is it's twofold. Yes, at least is very potent. It reassures them.
In a lot of areas. That's all I want to express. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. On many occasions, I've ended up entering a girl, penetrating a girl, by saying,
I want to at least feel brush the tip, you know, like I'm drawing you. I want to at least, you know, I want to at least press myself against you just a little bit. I'm not going to go inside yet. Okay? So yes, at least is very potent. It becomes even more potent, and I think it's potent for you in that context because it gives you the reassurance that you have something to rely on. Gentlemen, that is why you got to continue to invest into your own growth. Okay? Any time that you acquire new information, whether it's something practical to use or it's more of a mindset nature, it's more than double impact, but I'll just say it's double impact right now. Why? Because you have something valid to use that guides you and that does work. We shouldn't even say does it work or not. We fucking make it work. But it also gives you a burst of reassurance that you have something to rely on. So keep on collecting them. Keep on hearing it, you know. I'm personally revisiting. I made the commitment. I played in the background nonstop all of the fucking classics. Jim Rohn, Norman Vincent Peale, and so on. I want to rehear it, and it takes time, so I just play. All right. So we're going to take one final question. So good to have you on the podcast. I want to just say very rapidly, yes, indeed, this weekend I did the 10 top self-help tools that most helped me with my seduction and so on. I'm going to boost the price tonight, but it's still at 67, but the gentleman said 57, so anybody acting on it tonight, 57, contact me. It was 5 hours of just the essence of what I have learned from all the masters of self-help throughout the years, taking way above and beyond. One final question, gentlemen, and I'll pass it to Rush.
Hey, Vince. My question is, I know you guys are big into, like, you know, getting into movie stars, you know, becoming, you know, more wealthier. How do you break it? What's a good way to break into, like, social circles at the higher echelon, like more prominent people, like athletes, movie stars, stuff like that?
I'll pass it on to you, Vince. I don't want to answer this one. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, again, there, if you want to expedite your progress, I'm happy to give you some pointers right now. Okay. If you want to expedite your progress, then make sure that you get the resources that Arash and I created, such as Celebrity Game and Vortex and so on. Okay? It's an art. But to really help everybody tonight, okay, I'm going to do my best to open as many doors as I can on those Monday calls. At all levels, whatever your question was tonight, what's essential is to not create a gap. See, this past weekend, I was compelled to kind of revisit all my self-help notes and to crystallize it down to, okay, first, the essence of self-help is to help yourself. How helpful are you to yourself? And then what were the top 10 things? So it reminded me a lot of what I had learned from some of my mentors. I'll give you an example. Marshall Silver, the famous hypnotist, invited me to his mansion in Las Vegas. It was a little intimidating because he came to pick me up with a Rolls Royce, a chauffeur, and a bodyguard. And the bodyguard was, like, armed. The chauffeur was wearing the tie, the hat, a Rolls Royce. We arrived. He showed me his pool, his tiger in the backyard. And then we entered the place, and he could sense that I was loving it but a little bothered. So he said, "What's going on? You seem to be a little sad." And I said, "I love it all, but how? How do I get that? Okay, whatever you may get." And then he taught me a priceless lesson. He said, "How big is your kitchen?" No, first he said, what most grabs your attention?" And he had an entire marble floor chess pattern, you know, one white, one black. That was huge at the entrance. And I said, "Wow, the floor is so shiny. I feel like I'm in a Roman temple." Then he said, "How big is your kitchen?" "Well, how big is my kitchen?" We measured. Then he sent me on a mission because at the time you could buy fake tiles made of plastic for 99 cents. So he said $17. Okay, now you have something that moves in that direction. what is the lesson, managing multiple women and so on? It starts where you're at today, right now, right now. So how, if you have five people in your circle already, one is a little bit of a mover and shaker. Why don't you start with that? If you have five people in your circle, why don't you add a few? Why don't you add two? Okay? So to create the bridge, that was my frustration at the time. I heard the best of the best of the best. Most of them are dead. But I sat with Jim Rohn. I sat with Stephen Covey. And I really wanted what they had. I loved what they said. I felt like I was missing one thing. How do you bridge that? And that's what I did this weekend. Those transition, the mindset of really transitioning from where you're at, what takes you just a little bit further, and just a little bit further, and just a little bit further. So simple stuff, like what is the condition? I'm going to conclude with this. Ask yourself the following question. If you want more celebrities around you, if you want, I can tell you also, if you want to be in a movie, what is the current condition of what you already have? Okay? If we took 10 people with the same place than you have and the same car, where would you rank on it? Would you be by the bottom where we say, wow, he didn't do much with his place? Or would you be at the top where they go, wow, amazing what you did with the place. How much is the rent? It's $500 a month. Wow. This is the best $500 a month looking place I've ever seen. Okay? Acting, you have a cell phone in this day and age. So start to film yourself a lot and make that better all the time. All right? I will pass it to my brother Raj Jaipur, motherfucking the Bazaar. I know he has a very, 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 very exclusive event this weekend, if I'm correct. So I would like to hear about it myself, and also any words of conclusion.
Yes, most likely I will go live later tonight, everybody, 11 p.m. or midnight for free. Take a look at that, and I'll probably do something about the event. It's 10 guys and 10 girls. We have four guys and three or four girls already signed up. It's called The Red Lotus, The Art of Inner Peace. And a lot of your teachers will be there. Guys that you guys watch will be here, most of them. And minimum ticket is $2,000, and that's live or online. You know, it doesn't get any cheaper than that. And I recommend it highly. I can't say enough about it. But outside of that, what everybody's here for and what I can share with you is, once again, I find myself as a beginner in this art form. I don't know. I'm tripping out right now. Looking at such a basic that was out. You know, if you build the pyramids and you miss the foundation, be careful. Now, I don't think my pyramid was coming down. I really had built quite a pyramid, but this is very important. This is very important, everybody. The moment you're dealing with women, you're putting your whole life on the line. I've been saying this for a long time. But you see, in recent times, and I would say in the last, it depends on my new girlfriend, and that would be about a year now. I would say in the last year, I've learned so much more dealing with the new females in my life. And what I did was I took a new route, and I went all the way. I went all the way to maybe the edge of the world on this thing. And I was standing at the edge of the world with a female, and her and I are looking at the edge of the universe together. And when you look at the edge of the universe with a female, what you expect is you expect her to hold your hand and look at you with those eyes and say, I can't believe you took me to the edge of the universe. What do we do next? But what happens next, you might be surprised. The female will look at the edge of the universe and say, oh, is that it? And then when you turn around, she might kick you to see if you fall over the edge of the universe, if it was truly the edge. Now, I had to see that to believe that. I really had to see that to believe that. And I did, and it was quite a wake-up call. And so I woke up about a day and a half ago again from what seemed like, you know, it's like one of those dreams. You wake up in a dream, wake up in a dream. My God, I just woke up from another seductive dream. And you're all in very much trouble for interacting with the female and not knowing how to do it because she will listen. I'm not saying she could. I'm going to tell you guys right now. She will destroy your business. She will destroy your peace of mind. She will destroy your future. Okay, now the question is, why would you ever get engaged to
or in anything with her, because the code of life says you need to. Okay, but it's been done wrong, and we've cut a long path into this thing. I don't know if we'll ever fully solve it, but you know, I was really close, and I had the wrong path, so I had to turn around and start again. So please pay close attention in these upcoming weeks. I'll be in LA Wednesday and Thursday this week randomly. So Vince and I may do something. Do you be ready for that? If we can get together in an hour or 2 hour time, we'll throw something together for you guys that'll just blow your mind. And then, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and I'll see you, or you'll see me the week after that for the leadership event.
That's true.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna rock that.
Okay, everyone, so this is on every Monday. If you're listening to the recording afterwards, there's a whole bunch of links for you to follow Arash and I on Instagram, all the social media. Make sure you click on those links, call again, enjoy all the podcasts, and to more to come. Thank you, brother. Thank you, everybody that called, and thank you especially to my dear friend from 6 years ago, from back in the days, and the best is yet to come. So welcome back. Bye, everybody. Thank you.